Alexandre has been a React developer since 2018. Yep. And he likes creating UI that is nice. And he's going to talk about how we can simplify charting libraries. So big round of applause for Alexandre.
Okay, so thank you very much, everyone, for joining. To give you a bit of context about what we will talk today, I'm currently working at MUI, which, if you don't know, is providing a user interface component. You might know us because of this library. And there is kind of a tradition. Each year, you ask a user, what can we do for you? What can we improve? And the community is quite creative, which led to other libraries, for example, Base, which is a headless library. But they are very creative. For example, Toolpad is a no-code application we are trying to build. And then there is the team I'm working in, which is MUIX. And we create the most complex components, for example, a data grid, a date time picker, which are a bit more complex than a button and select. And a year ago, we decided to start the charts effort. And this talk is about how we proceed, what we found, explored, and our current conclusion. So from the question we asked to user, what they wanted is a nice documentation. That's the main stuff they complain about a chart library. And having a developer experience that match what we do usually, for example, for the data grid. So we'll see together if this is possible. Okay, so I started with just thinking, having a dream, what would be the perfect user, the developer experience I would want. So for me, the best one is you have a wrapper, you provide him information about what he needs to know, what is my size, and each time you want to add an element, just add a React element in it. It seems pretty basic, it should be okay, up to the time you add more data. When you add more data, it overflows, and it totally makes sense, just because the x-axis will need to communicate with the plotting to say, hey, stop after 10. But if you put larger data, you have another overflow issue, and just because your line plot needs to communicate with the y-axis. So I started my journey with a dream, and I ended up with an issue because components need to communicate in all of our direction. And that is just one example, but it's the main issue of charts. Data management is a pain. There is a second one, which is customization. Here you can see, for a button, we kind of all agree about what it can be. You can customize a bit the color. Does the background have the color or not? The most complex stuff you can do is adding icons, and most of the time it's at the beginning or at the end. But for charts, you have much more elements. And the creativity of designer and mathematician is endless about how you can add annotation to it. So we need much more flexibility, and currently all our developer experience strategies does not allow to do that. So we have two main issues. It's time to have a look in the past. This library exists since more than 10 years, so they have a lot of experience to share with us. And it's a pleasure to work in open source, is that you can have a look at why they made a decision and how the code is working. So let's start with Richard. As you can see, it's a composition. We just say at the beginning that composition is a pain. So how did they solve this data management issue? Basically, you have a wrapper, so the line chart. And he looks at his children. So children is just an array of components. And say, OK, which one is an axis? And I will extract all the data from its props to know from which point to which one I can display stuff. Does the same with all the elements that are plotting data. So here, line, mark, areas, and stuff like that. And then you do a kind of an aggregation to render the components with the correct properties. The file that makes that is 1,000 lines. It's very hard to read, I assume. It might be hard to maintain, too. And when you want to add your custom components, you don't really know where the information comes from, because there is this black magic aggregation that will provide you some data. And to debug, it's a bit of a mess. But it allows a lot of flexibility. On the other side, you have Nivo. Nivo takes a much simpler approach. It's a single component. So for example, you want a line, you do responsive line. And you provide data. You can configure how the axes look like. You can configure the tooltip, etc. Each element has its props and a lot of options. So as I said, it's very straightforward. One chart is equal to one data, so that will change according to your user, plus a set of options. But you get two main issues. For example, mixing charts does not really make sense because you have two single components. You cannot overlap them in an easy way. And you cannot modify the features because it's a single component. You have a finite set of options. And if the option is not available, you need to go inside the source code to update it. For example, supporting different axes for the left and the right, so having multiple axes for line charts, is not supported. And except modifying the source code, you cannot do that in Nivo. So very nice if you want a simple chart. But if you once you go into a wall, there is no option. Each chart, it's purely JavaScript. So as you can see, you select an HTML element here, for example, main, and you run the code. Of course, all the complexity is hidden here. And to give you a bit of flavor, they kind of fixed the issue we've seen just before. The series can be multiple types. So you can mix a line chart, a bar chart. You can even put a pie chart in the middle of a line chart. It does not make sense. But for the software, it's OK. And it's an old software, so there is lot of options. So you can do most of the customization you want. Due to time, I will just skip this. So basically, this is all the pipeline for rendering a chart. And the main issue I see with each chart is this one. The only stuff you have access is still the option object. So basically, you can provide the data. You can customize the option. But as soon as you want to render a custom element, I don't know if you've tried to render SVG just using strings. It does not make a lot of sense, or you need to add the component. So I have time, nice. Just to resume, so we have these two solutions, basically single components or composition. And as we've seen, data sharing with composition is a nightmare. And you can work around, but you get into the black magic stuff. And for the developer experience, it's not good. And for adding element, you need composition, because as soon as you get these options, you don't know how to insert something. For example, Nivo has an array that allows you to reorder the grid, the axis, the plotting. But you know that when you reach the state when you need to pass an array to order your elements, you will be quickly limited. So it's time to go to the proposal. So basically, we started with a single component. So looks like a bit like a Nivo. You want a line chart. You say line chart, and you provide data and options. But behind the hood, it's composition. So you have, like for Richard, you have a wrapper and all the rendering components. If you look closely, you might see that the way props are passed are not exactly the same as for Richard, and there is a reason. Basically, all the data that need to be shared and aggregated, so the axes, the series, and so on, are passed to the container. The reason is basically that we want to do this aggregation stuff in a hidden way, to say, OK, you're using our components. Trust us about how the axes and the series need to interact. You don't need to take care about that stuff. We'll do it for you. And then it's passed to provider, so a series provider. That takes care about knowing what is a bar series, what is a line series, what is a pie series. Same for the axis and interaction provider that, for example, will say to you, the series with this ID is currently highlighted by the mouse, so displaying accordingly. So now we can create the rendering parts. So for example, the bar plot, we'll call the series provider and say, OK, give me the data about the series. If there is none, it renders null. If there is some, he asks to the axis provider, OK, I have this bar with a value of 24. Can you say me which are the coordinates I should associate to this value? So he renders a rectangle, and he will communicate with the interaction provider to know if the bar needs to be faded out, highlighted, or just in a normal state. With the same logic, you can create whatever you want, so other kind of series, other kind of components. So for example, we created the axis, legend, tooltip, the basics one. For the little story, the reference line has been created by a user just using the provider because he was able so. And of course, you can create your own ones, and that's the main success of this approach. So as a conclusion, the single component, for us, it was a need, because most of the time you, for example, just want to put a spark line. You want to put a bar chart in your application very quickly, so you say bar charts. You get few options, but just what you need to get the correct bar chart, and you don't have to care about all this internal stuff about how components communicate together. But as soon as you want to do something very custom, if the charts are part of the heart of your business model, you want it to be as the designer implemented it or display very specific stuff. So you need composition. The main failure of this experiment was the configuration filling. I wanted absolutely to avoid this aspect of I give you a bunch of options, deal with it. It's not possible because there is so much interaction between the axis and the series that you cannot split them into the options where they are needed. For example, axis in axis and series in the series. You need to get them all together to do the computation, and you get this feeling, but okay. And the success is to empower developers to create their own subcomponents, and that is something I've never seen seen before, except if you go very low level on how to make charts. And to give you a flavor about how easy it is, so this is a line chart, and there is a custom component in the middle, this horizontal line that show you for your most